is the story of the Edo people of southern Nigeria. Nigeria is located in West Africa. My name is Maddie Clark. There is a kingdom called the Benin Kingdom, which was ruled by kings called Obo. There were chiefs of the town called Iyashe, and there were palace chiefs called Izomo. They would help the Obo. The highest-ranking palace chief and the highest-ranking town chief acted as the Obo's two supreme military commanders. Their military might and administrative influence gave them tremendous wealth and power. The palace and town chief often struggled for the Obo's favor. In Benin oral history, the Inyashe is frequently cast as the Obo's opponent. A long time ago, during the 16th century, the Obo of Benin died, and he didn't have any children or any relatives. Since there were no heirs, there were problems everywhere. King after king ruled, but there was no success. Everything fell apart. An evil town chief named Iyashe Inode and one of the Obo's military commanders rebelled against the Obo. Obo Akinzuya was the next ruler. He had a brother who was jealous of him, so he plotted with Iyashe Inode. During the reign of Obo Akinzuya, ivory was highly valued commodity and was an important trade item. Iyashe Inode's power base was in the village, which was the location of the Elephant Hunters Guild. And he also was strong and powerful because he could turn himself into an elephant. Since ivory was very valuable and was an important trade item, his struggles with the Obo may have been over control of the profitable ivory trade. It took the strength and the wisdom of another military commander, the Izomo Ihinue, to finally defeat Iyashe Inode and save the kingdom. In honor of this victory, Obo Akinzuye made the title of Izomo, or palace chief, hereditary. And today, Benin Izomo proudly trace their heritage to the historical hero Izomo Ihinue. One of the most popular forms of Benin art is the carved ivory tusk. They will symbolically record the stories of Benin history. And they also give honor and glory to the Obo. To pay honor to the Obo, this art expressed the special power and the special privileges of kingship and reinforced the complex hierarchy of the court. Many of the images on this tusk celebrate the Izomo Ihinue's defeat of the Iyashe Inode and the restoration of the kingdom.